Good evening and welcome to the 2025 WRFL NCAA Bowl Pick'em. That's a mouthful. Jesus Christ, I'm here. I'm in my garage, and I'm with Jared Cornelius, which we can now reveal he's actually been at his house the entire time. You guys were looking around for him like idiots. He was at home at all times. The newly married man. Jared Cornelius, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and if any of y'all, I mean, where did you think I was? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm always at the fucking house, but yeah, that's right. This past year has been probably, I mean, who's kidding who? Probably the busiest year of my life, and, you know, the podcast has definitely, you know, become a afterthought this year, but, you know, I did it, I'm married. You know, the wife is happy, I'm happy, I cried, we all cried, but that's in the past now, she's in the past, they're all in the past, we can now devote our full attention to this podcast, and I hope she didn't hear me say any of that, because she would not like it, so, what better time to kick back into it than right when bowl season is about to start, and by that I mean it's already started, and we've already got some of the games out of the way. But the actual playoff games themselves have not started, so, you know, it's not like anybody's missed anything. So, we're going to, you know, we got some picks we're going to do tonight, and by some, I mean a lot. We got all the bowl picks we're going to do. Trevor, we're just going to go right down the line and...
right down the line.
We're just going to pick everything that's available at this time. All the way through, it looks like... they have games set up all the way.
Are we doing a whole run, or are we doing to the cutoffs?
Oh, wait, so what is the cutoff?
Cutoff would be to, I think it was, hang on a second, I can tell you.
While Trevor is looking for the cutoff, I'd like to say that this podcast is brought to you by the Kill On Time Productions crew. It's a self-made podcast, it's a self-funded podcast. If you have money, please give it.
We don't.
So we're going to through the 30th, because the 31st is whenever, like, there's some games, regular games, but it also starts the second round of the playoffs.
Second round.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So we're picking all the games to the USC TCU bowl game.
Yep.
Got it. All right then. Well, just a quick recap of what's already happened. Boise State got their ass kicked by Washington. That's probably the only thing that's happened so far that I kind of expected to happen.
Yeah.
just because, like, and like I'm not, like, shitting on Boise, but I watched them this year. They definitely weren't as good as they were last year.
No.
And Washington, you know, I'm surprised. They played a pretty tough schedule, and they, you know, they got no love from the rankings at all, so... I kind of expected that, but other than that, I mean, I wish I could relish in the victory of ODU over SFU, but unfortunately I picked SFU to win, and they got their ass kicked, it looks like.
Yeah. Also, that must have been an early game, I guess.
Fucking Jackson State beat Troy. Wow. Like, Troy... I mean, at one point, you guys were OU's best game, and you guys can't even beat Jackson State, which I'm pretty sure is, like, one, you know, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Let's just move on. Let's go ahead and get to the picks. We got, look at this. We've got, this is where, both of these schools, before I say them, are where, like, you go. If you play football in this area or, like, the Arkansas or Missouri area, then you're not quite good enough to go to, like, the big schools. So this is where you go, you know. We got Missouri State versus Arkansas State. Trevor, what do you like?
I'm going to go. This is kind of just a toss-up here because, I mean, they're pretty evenly matched. I was kind of looking at their records. I mean, similar record. Missouri State's got one more. But I think Arkansas State's got a little bit better wins, went over App State, went over Troy. So with that, I'm going to go Arkansas State, but I'm going to go straight up.
Okay. I am going to go ahead and take Missouri State. I know this school. I'm more familiar with them. They have a better color palette. I don't know. I don't have any analytical reason why. I like their uniforms more. And I know a couple guys that actually went to Missouri State, so I'm pulling for them. And I think at this time of the year, you literally have to throw everything you think you know out of the window. So if I was doing that on this pick, it would be me opening a window and pretending to throw something out because I know nothing. So I'm going Missouri State. Double down, because why not, baby? It's the playoffs. And I would just like to say, no one else is going to acknowledge it, but I'm pretty sure, barring some crazy thing in the NFL, I think this might be my I can't remember. Did I win MVP last year?
I think Trey get it?
But isn't MVP total score between both leagues?
Yeah.
Mm.
I remember that Trey got something that we didn't expect, and I can't remember if that was it or not. But if anything, it's still a 3 out of 4 years. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely like the Packers in the 60s right now. You know, it's just early. You know what I mean? But, you know, they know what they say. Sometimes it's better to be first than last. You know what I'm saying, Trevor? You know, it's like that girl at school. Like, you think you want to get with her, but everybody else has been. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I already been there.
That's why I never did stuff like that, if Cam's listening, because I had a conscience. But anyway, up next, we got Kennesaw State, who has had a phenomenal season. With this being, I think, Trevor, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is only their second year in the FBS.
Yeah.
After being called up from the FCS.
I think so,
and
yeah.
And I think they only won, like, what, 2 games last year? Look at this.
Yeah.
7-3. Doing some big things. They're playing in the Myrtle Beach Bowl, which, if I was playing in that bowl, the only thing I'd be excited about is the round of golf I'd be playing whenever I had free time. Because that's definitely on my bucket list, at least, is to play there. So, Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go with Western Michigan. They've won, shit, I don't know how many. They've won at least 5 in a row here. Let's see. Let's look at the schedule. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, they won 5 in a row.
Kennesaw State's like started 1-2, I think, and then ever since then they got like 9-1 or something.
Yeah, they the only loss they had was against Jack State. So I think this is gonna be a good game though, and I'm gonna go Western Michigan, and I'm gonna go ahead and double down.
Well, you know what's interesting about Kennesaw State losing to Jackson State is I'm pretty sure they redeemed that and beat them in the conference championship. Did they not?
Yeah, they did, 19-15.
Well, look at that. That's what, dude, fucking Kennesaw State. And for that reason, I'm going Kennesaw State, double down. I have been in, they ended up being in multiple games of the week for us.
Yeah, they were
playing good ball.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm saying this right now. The War Room is a pro Kennesaw State podcast. And for that reason, I'm picking them to win their first bowl game as a fucking D1 school. That matters. Because let's be honest, FCS D1 schools, they ride their all their team buses are a little bit shorter than the than the big D1 schools, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, up next we've got Memphis taking on NC State. I like this game, but unfortunately I can't help but feel a little bit of disappointment for Memphis and the direction they ended up going.
Yeah.
With how good of I mean they were 8-0.
Yeah.
I think at one point. And they lost their last 4 or something, I don't know. Who do you like in this game, Trevor?
Yeah, Memphis definitely on a slide. But just looking at the stats here, as far as where they're ranked in like NC State's defense, gives up 421 yards a game. It's 117th. In the
oh
nation, they give up 283 yards a game passing. That's 134th.
Oh, my God. So they're the worst defense in football.
Yeah, I mean, they give up 28 points a game. That's 92nd.
Oh, my God. They play in the ACC, too. That's horrible.
Yeah. So with that, with the when I started looking at these statistics. I'm gonna go with Memphis, and I'm gonna double down. I think they're gonna end on a high note, and they'll probably keep their coach from firing him or something crazy, and then they'll think they're gonna do it again next year. But yeah, they definitely at one point I was like, they could be the team, they could be the extra playoff team, and then they just took a shit at the end of the year.
And they could have easily done it too, because I'm not saying people love Memphis, but they're definitely an easier school to be like, oh, we can put them in the playoff instead of JMU.
Yeah. I mean.
Everyone's like, oh, JMU, they should be there. I'm telling you, dude, Indiana right now is basically just JMU from a couple years ago.
Oh, I mean,
in Indiana.
Literally. I mean, yeah.
He keeps taking people from there. So that's Kurt's team. That's Cignetti's team right there. So they're going to be, I'm telling you, they're going to be frisky. I think they have a better chance of winning a game than fucking Tulane does, other than the fact that they've already played Ole Miss and Tulane have, so I guess that kind of, you know,
yeah,
could help them maybe, but I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to go Memphis, double down. I don't know, NC State, I can't believe they won 7 games with that kind of defense. that's what I can't believe. It's just like the last team I saw.
I was reading it. What the fuck?
Like the last team that had a winning record, and I'm not trying to like stab you in the back or heart here, Trevor, but I think OU was the only team I've ever heard of that had a defense ranked in the 130.
Oh yeah, it was probably them and Texas Tech.
It was
it was around whenever Texas Tech. We know we were going 65 to 60 to win the game. Like,
and guess what? I'm pretty sure. Fucking old, what's his name, the DC, Mark Stoops. I'm pretty sure he kept his job for like 2 more years after that.
Yeah. They were like, that was the whole thing. They're like, come on. And we know he's your brother, but fucking come on. Like,
oh, man. Yeah, I remember, like, as a Texas fan, I remember watching them, and I was just like, it is such a disparaging difference between. Like, the offense was that offense was probably the best in the country, and the defense was
the worst.
Like, not even like hyperbole, the worst in football.
Like, the whole time I'm like, dude, if we had a top 50 defense, we'd win the championship. Like, I just want top 50.
Honestly, if it's like in the top 100. I think y'all were literally like, not in everything, but I think in pass defense, y'all were literally like 134th. Or 131st, or whatever the max is.
Yeah.
Like, y'all were it. And I was just like, how does this guy have a job? But, I gotta get my hat off to NC State for winning 7 games with a defense that's basically out there. Like, they all have narcolepsy. They all pass out randomly or something. I don't fucking know. They're all having a coffee break while their offense is out there. I don't fucking know. Okay, up next we've got one of the playoff games. We got Alabama taking on OU. It's a rematch of a game that they played earlier this year. Trevor, what do you think? Who do you think wins? Do you think OU does it again, or do you think it's hard to beat a team twice?
I think it is. It definitely is hard to beat a team twice. But for some odd fucking reason, it's like sometimes, you know, that one team that maybe they're not the best, but they've just got your fucking number. And I just feel like OU's got Alabama's number somehow. It's in Norman. That defense.
It disgusts me to even hear you say that.
That defense, man.
Saban has to come back. He has to come back. This is ridiculous.
I think what would be crazy. First of all, I think it's crazy that they think that he can leave to go to Michigan. I just don't understand why.
I
just don't understand why that would happen.
I can totally see it.
I don't. Well, I think that if he loses, it might happen, and they might run him out of town. But I just, I don't understand it from a Michigan standpoint, because like you're from the.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
To me, Michigan should be held to the same standard as Alabama. And if this guy can't get it done in Alabama, you just won a national championship 2 years ago. Why do you want him?
I can tell you why, because your last two coaches have left in scandal.
Well, yeah, you want a safe coach?
Went fucking crazy, this guy's an upgrade in every sense of the way. I mean, and you know what? Harbaugh did win a championship. I'll give him that. But for the most part, he left in disgrace. Like, it wasn't he leave in good terms with the school. So, I mean, Kalen DeBoer would probably be fucking a king there, opposed to going to the place where you're following the greatest coach in college history. It's a much easier follow.
I will definitely agree with that for sure. You're not going after...
If anything, I wish that's what it would have ended up happening, because here's the deal, okay? And now that we're on the subject, because I'm not one of those guys that thinks Kalen DeBoer... I think he's good. I think he's really good. I think it's more of a... God, man, it's kind of like the SEC in general. Like, it's not necessarily how good of a coach are you, how smart are you, how witty, you know... It's not about that. It's just not. It's fit also. It's also like, you know, it's fit. It's being the right guy. Brian Kelly, and I know people say it, it's almost cliche at this point, but like, dude, he never fit at fucking LSU. That never.
As soon as he started doing that weird fucking dance thing with the recruits where he was in that circle, I was like, this guy looks like a fucking. He's like, he's not even all there. Like, what?
God, nuts. He's lost his mind. Yeah, I know. He tried to. But, like, it's true, though. Like
that, and as soon as, you know, he started getting tossed around the bars after the wins, that was when...
Honestly, that probably would have done better for him if it was real. You know what I'm saying? But, like, this guy at least knows how to party. I'll give him that. He can fucking party his balls off.
Literally.
I don't know. First of all, you can't go in there trying to replace Saban with this, like, nerdy, you know, new age, like, we're going to get rid of the war room and put laptops in.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go somewhere like that and try to, like, put your...
No, you go there...
If anything, they should have brought in, like, Ed Ogeron, like, an old guy.
Yeah.
Who was going to main... You know what I mean? Like, I think that probably would have been a better short-term answer.
A guy who's not going to...
These young...
change anything.
No.
Because that's you think Alabama fans just saw the fucking greatest dynasty run as far as a college team like ever. And so you think they want to see any change? No, we want you to do what he's been doing. You know, like,
which to be fair, like I was saying, for on his part, it's kind of a lose-lose with Alabama, is because of that expectation, like, you can't, unless you lose one game a year, or win a championship, then it's an unrealistic expectation. Like, fortunately, us being Patriots fans, I mean, I grew up my whole life, I've never been like, what do you mean we're not in the Super Bowl? What the I'm not an idiot, but like, whenever it comes to mass fandom, you do kind of get used to something, which is crazy because a lot of those people were old enough to remember how bad they were before Saban was there. They were bad for decades until Saban came there. So, like, I understand the standard, but, like, it's also, like, you got to be realistic. Like, people say all the time he's not going to be Saban. Then it's just like, then stop treating him like he's trying to be, or stop comparing him to him. It's not fair to him, and it's not fair to the – it's honestly not fair to the team. All it's going to do is, like, stymie their growth and what he's trying to do. And all it does is, like, undermine everything.
Oh, and hurt recruiting, too.
Yeah, well, you know, yes. But also, it's like, Nick Saban, it got to a point where Nick Saban wasn't having to really sell too hard. It was like,
you
want to win a championship?
Yeah, it's like, just like the Patriots, you know. You're gonna get paid less, but do you want to win a championship? Like...
Like, I don't know. I think it kind of pays to, I totally actually kind of agree the old adage that you don't want to follow the guy. You want to follow the guy that followed the guy. It's Vrabel. Vrabel followed the guy that followed Belichick.
Yeah.
If anything, that's probably smart. It's unfortunate with who it happened to, because I really wish we could have kept him around as a Patriot, because I really like Gerard Mayo, but like, you know, you don't want to be the guy that follows Nick Saban. And you know what's crazy is, so, okay, it pissed me off. I was like, oh, okay, you take Washington to one national championship, you're going to leave to go to Alabama? Why? What have you done? You've done nothing, that's what.
Yeah.
So, if anything, if I was Alabama, I wouldn't have offered him just because he went to one national championship.
Yeah.
He should have stayed and done it again.
I think.
I don't know.
I think the real question is: so if he does say he does leave and go to Michigan, does Lane Kiffin before the ship takes off jump again?
I don't know. That is one thing I wholeheartedly believe is that Alabama. Whenever I hear people say that, Alabama themselves have said they wouldn't touch Lane Kiffin with a 10-foot pole. I believe that. I believe it. I guarantee you right now that if Alabama, I bet Alabama has that in their back pocket. They're like, listen, if we really want Saban to come back, we're just going to tell him that we're quit thinking on bringing Lane Kiffin.
Oh, fuck no. You're not letting that fucking
not be able to sleep.
You let that half a fag fuck up our team.
You can't bring him in. He ain't right for this program. He can't run that. He can no, Miss Terry, no. And she like
coach Tennessee. He couldn't coach Tennessee. What makes you think he's coaching here?
He couldn't fucking handle USC. What makes you think he couldn't hold my jock strap? Fuck Lane. I hate it. I always hated him. Yeah, no. I can see. That's what I think. That they're like, if Alabama gets desperate, they're just gonna tell Saban, "Yeah, you know, I didn't know if you knew, but we're actually thinking about bringing old Lane Kiffin back in here to be your head coach." What? Like, yeah, that's what'll do it right there. I think, you know, it's funny. Like, I think Kalen's perfect for Michigan. Honestly, it would be a seamless transition. I think everybody would be happy. I think Michigan would be happy to get a Kalen DeBoer in there. You're not going to have to worry about him banging anybody or, you know, stealing stuff from people, you know, like Harbaugh was, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, or breaking into their house because he got accused of something he actually did.
See, that's, yeah, man. I mean, let's talk about, like, the most epic career nosedive.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally like, all right, you get fired because you were banging someone on the staff. You can bounce back from that.
Yeah, I mean, look at fucking the Rockets coach. Same thing. Just take a year off. Come back. Somebody will hire you.
Oh, you don't get, well, yeah. Like, that guy, everyone was like, yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's fucked up. But you know what? We'll bring him in here. He just coached in a championship in his first year as a head coach. I think we can work with this.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, well, you know, he would not have been fired had he not done any of that. But, you know, you got let go because you were having a relationship or something, you know, with a staffer. Okay, I get it. You can get a job. You can come back from that.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from breaking into a house and you know, doing the fucking hysterical, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, it's like he instead of, you know, putting in his 2 weeks notice at a job, he just said he was going to quit, and then he came back and TP'd the place after, just like, not getting rehired.
Instead,
trying to get his job back.
You jerk off in the break room in front of everybody while they're there, and you hold them hostage with your dick. Yeah, that's what that's like. Which he probably would have been better off doing, honestly.
I mean, yeah, at least he didn't threaten to, I guess he could threaten him, but he didn't actually, like, choke him out, you know, break into their house. Third-degree burglary.
God, imagine the comeback this guy could have, though. If somebody literally actually gave him a chance, he could have the most epic fucking comeback of all time. But there's a school out there that'll be like, you know
like
what?
The Canadian League. Put him in the Canadian Football League.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking still in the realm of college. Like, I bet a fucking, you know.
Let him coach Fort Gibson.
Might bring him in there.
Let him coach Fort Gibson.
Let him go to fucking Florida. They love creeps. They love having creeps as head coaches.
Anyway, so I'm going to go OU double down. I think they're going to get it done. I think they got the LM's number.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Alabama, and I'm going to double down for the sheer fact that I'll believe it when I see it, OU beating fucking Alabama twice in one season. Also, I think that if they do it, I think it is Kalen DeBoer's last.
Yeah.
Game as the head coach of Alabama, because I just, quite frankly, don't see. I don't know. It's unfair, in my opinion, but it's just kind of a no-brainer, if you ask me. Why not? I mean, why not? I mean, why not do it? I would. I think it's a better fit. And then, Alabama, that becomes the most polarizing subject. Who's the next coach for them?
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go with Alabama double down. I don't know. Alabama's also getting some guys back from the injury thing. You know, that thing they put guys that get hurt, they put them on that thing? Yeah.
The gurney. Get off the gurney.
Some of those guys back. I don't know. Like I said, we'll see. I think if OU wins, it is the most devastating thing to happen in Alabama since that tornado in 2013, I think. Yeah, I think it's the worst thing that's happened since then. Up next, we've got Miami taking on Texas A&M. Both of the schools that fucked Notre Dame out of getting into the playoffs, which, quite frankly, I think, if I'm speaking honestly, if either of these teams played Notre Dame, we would all pick Notre Dame to win. We're all being honest here. Go ahead, Trevor. Who do you think?
I'm actually going to go with Miami here, double down. I think that Texas A&M has had they've been a good team, a solid team, but I think Texas kind of exposed them, and I think Miami's going to get it done.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree. I'm going Miami double down. I don't think Texas – now, Texas A&M played a tougher schedule, I would say, but I don't know. I knew before that game was ever played, I knew, and I said it at the beginning of the year, we were going to beat them at the end of the year. And it just – you know what sucks is if Texas doesn't get their ass kicked by Georgia – you know, I'm not even mentioning the Florida game because it happened so long ago. I mean, you know, it's a lot to ask to be like, hey, win out, you know. But
yeah,
all they had to do was beat even be in a competitive game with Georgia, maybe changes their fate a little bit. I don't know. But I just don't think A&M, I mean, I don't think their defense is, you know, head and shoulders above anyone, and I don't think their offense is all that great. So, Miami, I guess I can say the same thing about them. I will say, all I can say is their defense is better than it was last year. That's all I can say. Carson Beck has once again turned into the guy outside of a gas station that asks you for cigarettes. Because he, just every once in a while, he just looks like a guy they plucked off the street to play quarterback, you know.
Yeah, he's got really good moments and really, really bad moments.
Oh, yeah. It's just the amount of 3-plus interception games I've seen this guy have. It blows my mind.
He's
the best in the country.
And he does it so quick. It's like, interception.
Oh, yeah.
Next drive, interception. Motherfucker!
Like, this guy was, like, people thought he might be the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. Last year. At the start of last year, yeah.
That's right, it was. Oh, my God, it seems like so much longer ago. Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling Miami's going to get this win. Yeah, up next, we got Tulane taking on Ole Miss. Trevor, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Ole Miss here, double down. I think they're just a better overall team, and I think Tulane's not that good. So, yeah, I mean, even without Kiffin there, I still think they'll get it done.
Yeah, I actually think Ole Miss is better off without Lane Kiffin. Now they can focus on football and not the Lane Kiffin show. And what a story it would be if they go on to win without him. I honestly kind of hope they do, because that would break his little heart, you know. And it'd make me happy because I'm not a big, I don't like Lane Kiffin. I'm just going to be honest here. I don't like him. I think he's
I don't know if that's the first time you've ever said it, but I know that that's just known by now, everybody who listens to this podcast.
Yeah, because I'm not like the biggest, like, I've always said I don't trust him. I damn sure don't get why LSU was like jumping at the fucking, you know, at his pants to get him to come there. Like, I don't get it. Like, I think there's better options. I think he's perfect for Ole Miss. And I just think it's incredible. Like, this is why college football has a hard time moving forward, and why, like, the whole, like, G5 school shouldn't even be allowed in the playoffs. This is why this, like, it won't advance past a certain thing, is because of people like that. And with, you know, it's just.
I think you should have stayed too because
you make it to where it matters. If you make it to where it matters, it does matter.
Yeah.
So once you make the conference championship,
well, and now
if you win
with the money and everything, it's everybody has way more opportunity than they did 5 years ago.
That's I've literally been saying that this whole time since the NIL. And also, if anybody paid attention to why what Deion did with Travis Hunter and them at Colorado is so impressive, is because Travis Hunter was the number one recruit in all of the nation.
Yeah.
He could have went anywhere. He could have went anywhere. And he went to fucking, where were they at?
Was it,
Jackson.
Jackson.
They were fucking
Jackson. It was Jacksonville State, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Not Jacksonville. It was Mississippi. It was Jackson State is what it was. Not Jack State, it
yeah.
was Jackson State.
Jackson.
Yeah, he went there, and I don't know. I just, and that's what NIL money can do, because I guarantee you that helped sweeten the deal to get Travis to agree to go there. He's like, hey, listen, I'll give you $1 million to come to this HBCU school. It's literally going to be a year or two, and then we'll be going to another school. Like, don't worry about it. And guess what? Number two pick in the draft, Heisman fucking player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what is capable with the NIL if you get good enough recruiters. It's not thinking like, oh, well, you're never going to win a national championship at Ole Miss. Like, you have to go to a school like LSU. Well, what happened? What about before the time before anybody had national championships? What was the case then?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You have to build up people. That's what I'm saying is like, you have to build up to get there. And that's how they...
The best thing fucking Lane Kiffin could have done was win a national championship for...
Exactly.
Fucking no one's ever done it.
He already could have just stayed there, and if they went to the playoffs four times and he got to the fucking national championship, he'd be the best coach that's ever been there. So it was...
He would be a god.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, dude, you don't have to... And you're in the SEC. You get good recruits. You know what I mean? Like, you're there. You're doing it right now. And what's the best way to fucking get recruits? Win.
Literally everybody wins a national championship at LSU, too, except for Brian Kelly, evidently. Like, everybody. It's not like, it's literally like going to be the head coach of the Lakers. It's not as impressive. It's just not because,
also,
yeah,
you're,
oh, you were successful with the Lakers?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're way more, your job's not on the line as much in fucking Ole Miss.
I mean, just like I said, to me, LSU wasn't that job until it was made that job. You know what I mean? Like, Ole Miss, you could have turned that into one of those programs. You could have turned it into a sought-after job and a big-time school like that gets better recruits. And what's funny is like, they're in a better position roster-wise, program-wise, than LSU is with not having Brian Kelly. So going there is a downgrade. And everyone already thinks he's a slimy fuck.
Yeah, and you just added to it.
It was his chance at redemption.
It really was. It was a chance to be like, I've matured, I've grown, I blah, blah, blah. All that. And he just said, yeah.
No, I don't even know how much money I'm making. I have no idea. I said, I don't even want to know. Don't tell me.
Yeah.
What a fucking piece of shit lying scumbag. I don't like him. I don't like him. This all just made me hate him more because it also just helps keep football where it is. It doesn't help advance it at all. You know what I think a baller move would be? Go to a fucking a shitty school.
Go backwards. They're just playing NCAA at this point. Like,
people did that. That'd be a lot more fun. Like, what if coaches were like, you know what? Fuck going to that. I'm actually going to the Army. And guess what? I'm getting rid of that stupid offense.
Yeah, I'm taking my team with me. They're all recruiting to the Army. They're transferring to the Army.
Oh, don't worry. We're still going to run the ball. We're just going to run power football with play action pass. Like, don't worry. Like, that's what a real baller would do. But no. I'm going to... Like, the guy at Tulane, what job did he take?
Oh, he's going to... Let's see, who went to Penn State? It was Iowa State's head coach.
Wait, who's the Penn State head coach? Have they hired anybody?
Yeah, they got that guy from Iowa State, I think.
What?
It was either Iowa or Iowa State, I'm pretty sure. It's Iowa State. Mom's positive. Arizona State or Iowa State?
It was probably the Iowa State. I don't think Kenny Dillingham been hired by anybody yet, like, from Arizona State.
Matt Campbell from Iowa State.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that sounds right. I forgot Matt Campbell, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona State's coach got offered the Michigan job. I've heard his name come up for that, like, multiple times, and I'm just like, really?
Okay, so Tulane's head coach is going to Florida.
Oh, that's right. That's a good job. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, fuck, I forgot we're doing a Pigs episode here, Jeremy. We're having too much fun. What was next? Oh, okay, up next, we got JMU versus Oregon.
I hope this is a good game, and I think it could be for a little while, but I think Oregon is, they're looking pretty good. So I'm going to roll the Oregon double down.
Yeah, as much as I want JMU to win and I'm going to root for them, like I picked them, I'm going to go with Oregon double down. You know, watch out for Oregon. I mean, they haven't, much like last year, you haven't heard a lot about them. But, you know, I think they're actually a little better than last year. Who's kidding who? They're probably going to win. Sorry, I just realized I hadn't written down, I hadn't put any of your picks down. I've just been putting mine. Luckily, I have the memory of a fucking...
No, I was going to say, I'm actually writing mine down, too, so...
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, fuck, just send a picture of it to me after, so I don't have to do all this work.
Okay.
All right, up next, we got... that's called teamwork, everybody out there. maybe those countries have learned something about it. Up next, back to the regular bowl games, we've got the oh-so-famous Idaho Potato Bowl. I never heard of it. Trevor, we got Washington State taking on Utah State. Who do you like?
I'm going to go with Washington State, double down. I don't know. I just get a good feeling about this. This one's for old Mr. Leach, RIP.
Oh, yeah, I'm going Washington State. They actually left a couple games on the table this year, I think.
Yeah.
I really think that they could have they almost beat Ole Miss whenever Lane Kiffin was still the coach there.
Yeah, and then they almost beat Virginia. They were pretty close to beating Virginia.
Honestly, they should have.
Yeah.
They should have beaten them to get Miami in.
Yeah,
like,
and then they played JMU close, too, so they beat the shit out of Oregon State.
Yeah, I'm taking Washington State. Utah State, again, surprised they even won six games, if I had to be honest. Up next, we've got Toledo versus the disgrace Louisville, who at one point looked like one of the best teams in the ACC. Trevor, what do you think? Who wins?
Yeah, they definitely had a big letdown there. But I think they will beat Toledo. Hopefully everyone's not fucking sitting or some bullshit that I know of. So I'm going to go with Louisville double down.
See, my brain is telling me, yeah, Jared, you need to go with Louisville, but also why? What has Louisville done to make me pick them? What have they done for me? I'll tell you what, nothing.
Probably fuck you over in a couple of games of the week, so they did me.
You know what? I'm going to go to Louisville straight up. Because I don't fucking trust those dirty birds. Up next, we've got Western Kentucky versus Southern Miss. I think that I think they actually might have fought alongside each other in the Civil War, but now they're fighting each other in a different kind of Civil War. Trevor, like in this one? I don't know. They can't all be fucking.
They can't all be gems.
Fucking jokes, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying my best out here.
I mean, this is really a toss-up game here because they're both pretty even teams. Western Kentucky, they only lost LSU by 3, you know. Southern Miss has lost their last 3 games. I'm going to go with Western Kentucky straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Western Kentucky straight up as well. I'd be lying if I said I knew a ton about both any of these teams. But I will tell you right now, I watched both of them play at least one or two games each, and Southern Miss never looked good at all. So I'm going to go with Western Kentucky. Up next, we got UNLV versus Ohio. Ohio's head coach just retired. I think it's a terrible time to do it, is right before a game.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just finish out the year. Like,
you can't play one more game. Oh, yeah, bowls matter so much. Yeah, Trevor, who are you liking this one?
I mean, I'm going to go with UNLV double down just because, like, what do you have to play for? Your coach couldn't even play the last game. I don't think you guys are going to play too hard.
Oh, Ohio's coach that retired.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go UNLV double down because of it.
Oh, because of that. Okay, okay. Yeah, that's kind of my thought. And also UNLV, you know, they were one of the better teams in their conference. And, you know, I just don't think it's very good for a team's morale if your head coach retires right before a game,
yeah,
you know? So.
I don't think so either. Like,
I just don't think it's good. I don't think I'd have a smile on my face if, like...
You're not coaching the last game? What do you mean?
Like, what about our chance to, like, go out together? Like, you know, nah.
Yeah, what
I'm
about the
here.
Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl? Come on.
I gotta be honest with you, boys. I'd rather not my last game be the Scooters whatever bowl. I hate it. And I don't blame them. I hate it, too. Yeah, I'm going UNLV double down. Up next, we've got Cal versus Hawaii in the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl. Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, it's kind of
nice. Hawaii gets to play in a bowl game in their own state. It's the ultimate home game. I would also like to see their record in the Hawaii Bowl because I can't imagine it's very good. Trevor, what do you think? Who wins?
They have been Game of the Week a lot, too, just because they play late, I think. Or not Game of the Week.
Yeah,
but
they've actually been in some pretty good games.
They have. I mean, they had a couple of wins that were helped me out, and they had a couple of fuck-me-overs, I believe. With that being said, I'm going to go with Cal double down. I think they...
I hate when you do that. You build up something. You're like, really?
It's the ultimate heel turn. It's the heel turn at the end.
That's it.
Not so fast, my friend.
I'm not going to explain why you think I'm going to take the other team and then just not explain why I'm taking the other team and just take that. That being said, I just spent 10 minutes telling you why I should take this other team. But
they're good. They're good. They're a good team. I don't know.
You and Luke, you guys are the fucking kings of that.
So, yeah, give me Cal double down.
Notre Dame. They're good. Good quarterback. They might have a better team. But that being said, I'm going with Vanderbilt. Is that it? You're not going to explain? Yep. I'm going with Hawaii. And I'm going to double down because they have been a pretty solid team this year. I ain't mad at them. You know, they haven't embarrassed themselves. It's probably the best record I've seen them have in a while. I think it's always blown my mind how they have a hard time getting, like, good recruits to go there. I feel like it'd be the easiest sell.
Yeah.
Other than maybe USC. I mean, I always get it. Like, everyone was like, I can't believe Caleb Williams would leave OU to go to USC. And I was like, I can tell you why. I can tell you exactly why. And did he win anything? No, but I guarantee he was getting fucking Cali fucking grade A, you know what. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it anymore because I'm a married man, but you know what I'm saying. He was getting that. He ain't getting that, Norman. You're just not.
Well said.
But I'm going with Hawaii because I've always been a big supporter of them. I don't understand why they aren't a better, like, they don't, you know, for God's sakes, if you can get a good team, it's the ultimate home field advantage. For God's sakes, there's an ocean.
I mean, yeah, I don't think you're going to have a lot of travel, you know, from other teams.
Well, I mean, and if they do, it's a lot of travel. You know,
well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, the, I'm not, you're going to have, a, like, horrible. Half the stadium full of people who are like, let's all go to Hawaii and watch fucking...
Oh, my God, that's the other thing. Like, whenever it's a home game, you get to know, but none of those, unless they're boosters that can actually afford it,
yeah.
No one's going to the Hawaii game. So it's like, you're always, and then you just, I don't know, you bring out the guys with the tribal drums and you spit fire and you spin it. I don't fucking know. You've got to do something. I would love to get a job working it for the marketing team. For the Hawaii football team, I'd rebrand. I'd make people excited about it. And I, you know, because it's just like, how are we not getting better fucking people here? Like at this location. And it can't be an expensive school.
Especially now that you can give them money. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Let's build a Hawaii dynasty. Like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin should have went there if you want to do something.
No, he's going to wait until they're good and then go there. How many championships in Hawaii won? All right, I'm putting in the job application.
I think I want to win one there.
No, see, you know who I think should go there is the fucking dude from BYU. He needs to stop, you know, betraying his own kind and get out of that Mormon fucking hell and go back to Hawaii and build something there and get the hell out of there. Like, what is he even doing? He left the Navy, I think, to go there. And it's just like, you had Hawaii right there. And now you're at BYU getting them close to the playoff? It's bullshit. If I was Hawaiian, I'd be pissed off. Like, why is this Hawaiian guy, first of all, how many Hawaiian coaches are there? And he's not the coach of Hawaii? Like, it's bullshit.
It does seem like he'd be an easy pick.
It's, look, typecasting exists for a reason, okay? Anyway, up next, we've got Central Michigan taking on Northwestern, who I don't know how this team won a game this year. They're terrible. Trevor, what do you think?
I mean, they are not good, but they also played in a fucking tough conference. I mean, lost to Illinois, lost to Michigan, lost to USC, lost to Nebraska, and beat Minnesota. But I think they're a better team than Central Michigan. I'm going to go with Northwestern, double down.
Yeah, well, I don't agree. I'm going with Central Michigan, double down, because you went with Northwestern. So I'm going with Central Michigan because I don't like them. I don't think they're good. I think they're phonies.
They're great big phonies.
Yeah. Anyway, up next, we've got New Mexico taking on a very ragged and tattered football team in Minnesota. They've had a very tough schedule. Trevor, who do you think wins this one?
I'm going to go with Minnesota, but I'm going to go straight up. I think this is going to be a good game. I think Minnesota is a tough team to beat, and I think they're going to get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota double down. I don't think New Mexico has seen any kind of power like they're going to see whenever Minnesota comes in there pissed off and, you know, I don't know, rosy cheeks from being in the cold for too long. You know, they're going to get a rude awakening, okay? Up next, we've got FIU taking on the University of Texas San Antonio. Trevor, what do you think?
I'm going to go with UTSA. I always like to root for them. They're a fun team to watch, and they're game of the week. So I think they were like our very first game of the week we did, and it was a crazy game.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna go straight up. FIU had a pretty good season for their standards, 7 wins. I believe in the University of Texas San Antonio more, so I'm going to go with them straight up, though. Up next, we've got Pitt taking on East Carolina. Trevor, what do you think?
Pitt, man. I hate picking Pitt games because it's always you never know when they're going to take a shit on you. Because, I mean, Pitt looked pretty good at points in the year. Eastern Carolina, they're a sneaky team. Very sneaky. They got a big win against Memphis. I'm going to go Pitt double down.
I'm going to go with East Carolina straight up. Because I think with the way Pitt's season ended, they probably are going to have a lot of guys sit out if I had to guess, I mean. So I bet East Carolina takes the game a whole lot more serious, so I'm going to take them straight up. Up next, we've got Penn State. Oh,
this is the Disappointment Bowl, what this should be called.
Yeah, this is the Loser Bowl. We got Penn State taking on Clemson.
In the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
That's where they deserve to be. Pinstripe. A pinstripe boy. Oh, yeah. I got pinstripe suit. I don't even want to touch this game with a glove on. Trevor, what do you think? Who do you like in this one?
Man, yeah, this is a hard one to pick. But I think that as bad as Clemson is, they just lost all the big games and were fucking close. We're in close games every single game, but they lost all the big games, and I think Penn State was just a worse team. So I'm going to go with Clemson double down, even if they have people sitting. The Loser Bowl.
I think I'm going to go with Clemson double down. And then they're going to act like they won the national championship afterwards, I think. I don't know. Maybe if fucking Alabama gets rid of Kalen, I think Dabo might not be a bad replacement. I mean, he's an Alabama guy. I've literally said I think the only job he'd probably leave Clemson for is Alabama. And if it is time for a fresh start, that'd be a pretty good one to have, I think. I'm gonna go with Clemson double down. I think Penn State's already looking forward to next year. I just think Clemson has more talent on their team. Even if it's backups versus backups, I just feel like Clemson's going to be better. Up next, we've got UConn taking on the Army. Hope they have enough ammo. Trevor, what do you think? Never gets old, the Army jokes.
I'm going to go with UConn. I mean, 9-3, pretty impressive for, you know, what year are they going on that they're now back in the ban was taken off of them? Was this like the second or third year? So I'm going to go with UConn, double down.
Yeah, and, you know, surprisingly, Jim Mora, who was the head coach, has brought this program from out of the dust, really. Yeah,
the death penalty, literally.
He took the head coaching job of Colorado State, which I don't know. Well, why would he do that?
I don't know. I mean, like, that seems weird. Like, yeah, they're newer to this because of, you know, they're obviously going to have the death penalty, but fucking they're back now. I mean, 9-3 after just being back for that long, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
think it's kind of a dumb move, honestly.
I mean, did you see Saban, like, roasted his ass about it?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, why would he do such a thing?
That's just stupid.
That's an interesting move, I think, is what he said. I mean, it really is. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Like, in what world is... Like, I don't know. I don't think either of them are great jobs, but how is Colorado State an upgrade?
Yeah, I don't either, because, I mean, it's not like, when have you ever been like, oh, Colorado State looking pretty good this year? Like, never.
Hey, you know, I really hope that Colorado State job comes open. Like, what?
I feel like your recruiting would be better in fucking UConn.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot more stuff going on at UConn. I mean, they got good basketball teams.
Yeah.
Up next, we've got Georgia Tech taking on BYU. This should be a good one. Georgia Tech really disappointed me. I really thought they were going to win the ACC. Had some unfortunate losses. Still a good season. Trevor, what do you think? Who do you like in this one?
I think this is going to be a good game. But I'm going to go with BYU, double down. I think they got a little bit to prove. They think they should still be in the playoff, even though they got their ass beat by the same team twice. I'm going to go BYU, double down.
Yeah. BYU's probably going to be coming in here with some fire under the... Like, they're, you know... Another team that feels like that maybe they should have been in the playoffs, you know, had a really good year. They lost to the same team twice, which you could also say is kind of bad. I don't know. I feel like they're going to be fired up going into this game, so I'm going to take BYU double down. Up next, we've got... what?
Hey, this next bowl is called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl.
No, oh, brother. Trevor, we got the Miami of Ohio, which is dumb, taking on fucking Fresno State. I can't wait. Trevor, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Fresno State double down. They've had a decent year this year. Miami of Ohio, you know. They got two more losses. They got a dumb name. Yeah, I think Miami of Oklahoma is cooler than Ohio, I'd argue. But give me Fresno State double down.
We say it right, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm going to go with Fresno State double down. I mean, it's a Snoop Dogg Bowl. Fresno's in California. You know, you got to think that they're going to be the favorites here. I'm going to go with Fresno State double down. Up next, we got North Texas, who had a pretty good year. Taking on San Diego State, who also had a pretty good year. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, you know what? Give me the big green. I want North Texas double down. They've had a solid year. I mean, we're right there with almost sneaking into the fucking playoffs. Yeah, give me North Texas double down.
I'm going to take North Texas, but I'm going to go straight up because San Diego State played a decently tough schedule and, you know, only had three losses come out of it. And but I do think North Texas will win, though, because they have a lot of heat going into next year. So I'm going to, even though their head coach is leaving to go be the OSU head coach. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to stay with North Texas straight up. Up next, we got Virginia taking on Missouri. This actually, I think this is going to be a pretty good game. Trevor, who do you like?
Give me Missouri double down. I think they're just a tougher team, and I think Virginia just kind of... they had a real opportunity to just run away and be the front class of what fucking conference are they in? The ACC. Of the ACC, and they just didn't. I mean, they just, you know, flubbed it up. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I forgot that it was the highest ranked conference. So, like, everybody just assumes, like a lot of people did, that the ACC is going to be the last team to get in. So I thought, is Duke going to get in the fucking playoffs with an 8-5? Or with five fucking losses? But then I, you know, quickly realized that that couldn't happen. Because then people really would have been losing their fucking mind. But that being said, I think Missouri's just a better overall team, playing a better conference, and I think they'll get it done here. Mizzou double down.
See, I want to take Missouri for those reasons, but it also makes me feel like they're not going to have a lot of their guys play for some reason. I don't know why I have that feeling. I just do.
I can see that. I mean, the better team, it's more likely to happen.
Yeah, I actually think that Virginia's probably going to play their hearts out for this game. So I'm going to take Virginia double down because I agree with you. If it was Virginia versus Missouri in the playoffs and everyone's playing, I agree. But I honestly feel like in these bowl games nowadays, you have to assume that the team that you don't assume is going to win is going to, because
yeah,
they're more likely to actually have team guys that want to win and play.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
you know,
true.
Playing. So I actually think Virginia's going to try and end this season off, you know, on a high note and try and win this game. And I could see Missouri having a lot of their guys like entering the transfer portal or something. I don't know. Up next, we've got LSU taking on Houston. LSU, big disappointment.
Huge.
What a bunch of losers.
Bunch of losers. Absolute losers. I wouldn't take them if you tried to make me. I'm going to go Houston double down. It's the fucking Kinder's Texas Bowl. Yeah. Houston 21. They've had a solid season up and down. I mean, they were kind of right there with Texas Tech for a while. I'm going to go Houston double down.
I agree. I'm going to go Houston double down, and I'm not going to say much more about it because I can get into it for a while. Up next, we've got Georgia Southern taking on Appalachian State. What is that, 5-7? And how are they in a bowl game? How do you get in a bowl game?
Probably because Notre Dame didn't play, so they had to put somebody in there.
Oh, good God. How about you don't? How about you just don't? How about the team that was supposed to play Notre Dame? They just don't get to play anybody. I mean, their season's
over. Either that, or you just throw them in and you make like a triple game, and then you just make another side of the football field.
Yeah, you know, triple threat match. I support Notre Dame's decision in that play. I think it's actually brave.
I mean, they're forfeiting a lot of money, so.
Oh, I think they'll be okay.
Well, I know they will.
They're only really forfeiting like $4 million.
Yeah, I wish they'd forfeit it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. You gotta imagine.
This podcast would be a lot fucking bigger if that happened, Notre Dame. I'm just saying, it'd be real cool. Really, if you just play it. Listen, let us play in the fucking game and we'll take the money, okay? Just come on. We'll assemble a team and we'll get out there, okay?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing that nobody thinks about. They go home because they're independent with fucking...
Oh, yeah, no. When they make the playoff, they make enough for 5 years of not making the playoff of what they're going to get. And I get it. But in this game, it has nothing to do with Notre Dame. I'm going to take Georgia Southern double down because it's some fucking phony half-fag App State better not fucking win a bowl game with 5 wins.
Yeah, I'm going to go with App State straight up because, for history's sake, I think they're a better program than Georgia Southern is. I don't know. Up next, we've got Coastal taking on Louisiana Tech. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, you know where they're from. They're from the coast. Which coast? Who knows? Give me Louisiana Tech double down. I think they're just a better team.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Louisiana Tech double down, too. And, you know, I would just like to say I think a coast is a horrible place to put a college because there's too much water.
The floating college.
Yeah, you know, it's like that Bible story, you know, don't build a house on sand or something. Up next, we got, I'm close enough, you know what I'm saying. Up next, we've got, who is this? Tennessee taking on Illinois, oh boy. This actually ought to be a pretty good game, Trevor, who do you like?
This is a tough game because of the people sitting out. I mean, I don't know that, but I just assume that. That being said, though, I'm going to go with Tennessee double down because I just think they're a better team.
I'm going to go with Illinois double down because I think they're the better team. Tennessee, big disappointment this year. Old Josh Heupel, he better, like, do some CrossFit or something. He's going to get rid of that neck.
He does have a hell of a chin.
To look at. And I'll tell you what right now, you think people are going to stand and look at that for too long, you're crazy.
I mean, not unless you're holding up championships with it, too.
Yeah. You better be winning. Like, if you're going to be, if you're not fun to look at, you better win.
If you're ugly, you better win. Or suck good dick, one of the two.
And also, again, it comes down to this. Who do you think is going to have more people sitting, Illinois or Tennessee?
More people there?
Like, who do you think is going to be sitting more? Like, Tennessee...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of... Yeah, but it's... I don't know. I could see Illinois doing it, too, because they've been good the past couple years or better the past couple years, so... I don't know.
I don't know. I to me, this is why the SEC always does poorly in bowl games is because half their fucking team doesn't play. So, I'm going to Illinois double down. Up next, we've got, and finally, we've got USC taking on TCU. Battle of the three-letter abbreviated university schools. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go with TCU straight up because I think USC seems like a team that a lot of people would be sitting and not really playing. So off of that, I'm going to go with TCU.
I don't know why I feel like Lincoln Riley is like he feels like he needs to win this game. I feel like. Who knows? He might be sneaking out the back door trying to get to Michigan.
God, no shit.
I don't know. He might actually not do that because, listen, he went to USC for a reason. He's a beach guy. You know what I'm saying? He's not a go freeze your ass off. If he wanted to do that, he'd stay in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. I feel like USC is going to win. Because there's a lot of what the hell is he doing type talk going on, and I feel like they really need to win this game. He really needs to make USC relevant again. It's not good that people are talking about him fucking leaving and shit.
That's the thing, is they keep getting these coaches, and I'm like, other than where it is to live, What have they done lately? You know what I mean?
I mean, Caleb, he did coach the Heisman.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, winning, getting the playoffs, being, like, a serious threat. They've kind of run, like, up until probably 2 or 3 years ago, every year they just got ranked because they're USC and they're going to be good. And then it was like, all right, you guys haven't done that in a while, so you're actually going to be good or not? Like...
Well, what else doesn't happen is as soon as he goes there, the Pac-12 goes to the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
His part of the Pac-12 goes to the Big Ten. So it's kind of like he immediately goes into much tougher competition than he's ever coached in before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now USC is just kind of like a middle-of-the-pack Big Ten team.
I mean, they're just they're considered a tough win. You know what I mean? At this point, like, we should beat them, but it's gonna be tough.
It is kind of crazy to think about. Oh, that was it, isn't it? Yep, all right.
Yeah, it's it.
Well, everybody, that's going to do it for the first round of the NCAA War Room Playoffs. We'll have some more for you after the 30th. Trevor, any closing remarks here?
I don't think so. We need to do we're gonna get back into it here. The New Year's coming. We'll get back into the pod, whether it's live there or here, there, wherever. I think next round we'll try to have somebody, maybe get Luke Dean on. If you give him enough notice, he'll be on. You know, he's just a very busy man, but he does randomly want to talk about Westerns in the group message.
I mean, for God's sakes, every morning the last couple of days.
It's just like random.
It's just like the old men at 4 Mile Cafe.
Yeah, yep. I know that.
Lonesome Dove is pretty good.
You see that boy last night get that triple-double? That was pretty good.
I hate triple-doubles.
They should be. Back in my day, we only had double-doubles.
You got a triple double back in my day. My coach would slap you right in the face.
Are you dunking? What the fuck you think you're doing?
Raglan, quick story. So Raglan's actually coming back into town. He's going to be in.
Did he ever ship off?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's coming back. He shipped off back in July, I think.
Shipper.
He said he's supposed to be back in town tomorrow until, I don't know, the 30th or something like that. But, he told me that, like, where he lived in Alabama in high school, their basketball coach was also their driver's ed coach. Or the driver's ed teacher, not coach.
A Coach Smith going here.
But apparently this guy was, like, old school, and he said that, like, he did not care, like, he didn't care how much they were down. He didn't care, you know, if, you know, they needed a last second one to win. He did not let his team shoot three-pointers. And if you did during the game, he'd, like, take you out. Yeah, dude, it's dumb. He'd, like, take you out. If you shot one in the game, he'd take you out. And apparently, in this game, this kid hit a game winner, and it was a three-pointer.
I was literally fixing to say it'd be crazy if it was a game-winning three.
Yeah, and apparently at the end of the game, the coach walked up to him and slapped him in the face.
So, like, you're telling me if you're down, even if it's you're down 3 points, he's still like, nope, don't care if there's 3 seconds left. You better be shooting a two.
Well, he thinks easy two, fat, quick foul.
Like, oh, my God. Fucking Jesus Christ, dude. Like, there's only 3 seconds left. How the fuck is that supposed to... Well, he can do it.
He slapped him right in the face.
He's going, he's, like, celebrating, and he just a fucking knockout slap.
Oh, my God. We got to get him... I got to get him on whenever he's back in town. But... Dude, that was, I remember he told me that, and I almost pissed my pants laughing. And one of the other stories was they used to be driver's ed, I guess. They did, I don't know how they did, I never took it, but apparently, they would always do it two at a time. So, like, Raglan, like, they would take turns. One would sit in the back seat, the other one would drive. And apparently Raglan wasn't driving, and, he was in the back seat, and, you know, the guy was just telling him, like, all right, take a left here. All right, go right. All right, and I guess, like, he got lost or whatever, and he was, like, taking him the wrong way. And the guy, the kid that was driving him finally spoke up. He's like, don't you want me to go right here, coach? And he's like, and apparently the coach, like, looked at me. He's like, yeah, you're right, but the next time you don't do what I say, I'm going to slap the shit at you. And then I guess... he made them take him to his house, and he went inside. He's like, I'll be right back. And then he went inside, and, like, was inside for 2 hours and came out. And like, oh, you guys are still here? He went inside and fell asleep. While his friend were out in the car waiting on him. Like, he's still here? I think you guys would love him. I know.
2 hours.
Oh, man, I'd have lost my mind.
I would have been like, after like 20 minutes, and I'm like, let's go knock on the door and be like, hey, are we going? We're fucking going. I'm ready, you motherfucker. Just
hey, I'll let you know when it's time to leave, son of a bitch. Or he just slaps you right there.
Yeah, because you're inside, too. You didn't, like...
But anyway, everybody, I think that's going to do it for us here. Leave you guys on a little fun story there for you. Don't worry, no one got hurt. It's okay. It was a long time ago. Trevor, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon. I'm sure we'll see each other soon. Before we leave, do you have any closing remarks on John Cena's final match?
I think that a lot of people are upset, but I've said it once, I'll say it again. Wrestling is a love story. And especially if you followed it up with Monday Night Raw and you watch Gunther get just hellacious boos. And I mean, he kept it short and simple. He went out there and told the world, you know, I made your hero tap out, and I made him tap out like a little bitch. I mean, he's got heat, and I think they followed it up good. And I think that's a good foundation for Gunther's career. He's already had a good career to start. He is older, and a lot of people say that and whatever, but listen, it's a new day. Listen, Diamond Dallas Page didn't fucking start wrestling until he was 38. So I think it did suck, but that's just how guys go out. They lose, and I'm sure that's how John Cena wanted to lose.
I'd rather see him get pinned than tapped out.
I think that's the thing, though, is he did the ultimate. He pissed everybody off. You know what I mean? Like, he did it the ultimate way to get you. And that's the thing is, like, a lot of times when we see, like, you know, when Cam's like, oh, I hate that person, we're both like, that's exactly what they want. The reaction you're giving them, that's what they want.
I think it's more of a legacy thing. I'd rather for John's legacy, I'd rather have seen him. Like, it's not that I couldn't come to grips with him losing. I kind of, you know, you expect him to. I'm a veteran. I've been watching wrestling a long time. I know how this show goes, okay? I'm just saying, as far as, like, what he stood for, and I don't want to sound like some guy that's never had sex before or anything. Like, I'm just saying, like, this guy stood for never giving up. And you made him give up. Like, I get getting pinned, like, you knock him unconscious,
reason they didn't... Okay, people are saying, like, he should have passed out. I think that the reason that he didn't pass out is because it's hard to, like, have a guy pass out and then get up and be like, thanks for everything you did. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird ceremony after you pass out. So...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He could have just gotten pinned, like... Gunther just hit them with a finisher, pins them, 1, 2, 3. Cena gets up, you know.
What would have been crazy is if he'd have rolled him up. Tapped. If he would have, like, grabbed him by his shorts and rolled him up or put his foot on the rope or something. Oh, my God. Just a quick 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, see, something like that. Like, I think you could have done it without making him tap. That's where, like, most of the time, like, look, everybody in the WWE, they're all a bunch of whiny bitches. They all cry about everything. We have people that are... you know, not watching anymore because the Saudi Arabians,
yeah,
whatever. Nobody's ever going to be satisfied. I think it's one gripe I can kind of understand because it's kind of like a, you know, I mean, there's so many ways to lose. Why lose in the most degrading way? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what it is. Tapping out is the worst way to lose.
I mean, yeah.
It's literally like giving up while you're conscious, and you know, I don't know. But again, I didn't hate it. I mean, I definitely didn't, you know, hate it like a lot of other people definitely did, I guess. But again, nobody's ever gonna be fucking happy with anything. They're always gonna find a reason to fucking hate it or be mad about it. You know?
I'm just glad they followed it up well. Like, they went out there, started the show with him, and he was, like, to the point. Like, here's the fucking knife in you, and I'm going to pour some fucking salt on it. Like, So I mean,
they definitely mean the heat is.
Oh my god!
You know, I think it's incredible. It looks like him and AJ are about to have a, which I think would be great. I think they'd have some pretty good wrestling matches. What's next? You gonna retire AJ Styles, make him tap out?
I mean, I think that might be his thing because I think he's gonna retire Brock Lesnar in Minnesota at SummerSlam. And that's going to be a hell of a match when that happens.
God, fucking Adam Schefter over here. What makes you think that?
Well, so it's in Minnesota, and Brock has kind of talked about retiring when he goes home, and that's the next time they go to Minnesota. It's the first two-night SummerSlam. He could headline night two, Gunther versus Brock, his final match.
Is the SummerSlam in Minnesota?
Yeah. So I think that could be his thing. He just becomes the career killer. Instead of the legend killer, he's the career killer. Like
Brock wants to retire?
I mean, I think he's talked about it, like, because, you know, he's been on and off, and I think that's the perfect opportunity for him to do it in his hometown.
Well, I was going to say, he hasn't really done much since he came back, and he's already going to retire?
No, I think he's going to get a run. They're going to do, like probably here pretty soon, or WrestleMania, or somewhere. I think here in the next couple weeks he'll start a run and he'll go all the way through and just fucking you'll see the list of matches. Because, man, like, dude, him versus I always forget his fucking name, the NXT champion, just fought Cody Rhodes the other day.
Oh, but for me.
Yeah, those dudes, holy shit. If they get in the ring together. And yeah, I mean, I always love a good Roman Reigns in him. I don't care how many times they fight, they fucking tear shit up and they're good matches, even if they're quick. So
I'd also like to see a him versus CM Punk storyline. Yeah.
Well, I mean you could put Paul Heyman in the middle, the whole
I think they've already kind of alluded to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Heyman. What if we get like a Brock Lesnar CM Punk at WrestleMania, that'd be good.
I'd be down for that. I mean, Braun Breaker, I'd like to see that at some point.
For the World Heavyweight Championship.
So, I mean, I think a lot of people were pissed off about the John Cena thing, but I think how they followed it up Monday was very important, and they were like, okay, like, fuck you for doing that, but, like, this guy's got a lot of heat. Like, when they go to a fucking show in Europe, and he's there, they're going to fucking annihilate him in booze because they're loud as shit.
Yeah, they're going to throw tomatoes and, like, lettuce at him and shit.
Throwing cabbage.
Oi! You're ruining John Cena's fucking career!
You're a prick.
Oi, you fucking cunt!
You Nazi!
Oh, we fucking already hated you. Now we really hate you. John Cena's only in. Now we really can't see him. It used to be just a joke, but now it's real.
Even him, but him and fucking when him, Sheamus and McIntyre had that triple threat, that was great. In WrestleMania for the IC title.
I really love Drew McIntyre's bitchy heel character. He is such a, like, him suing or getting a fucking cease and desist against fucking what's, it's so funny.
Yeah, no, he definitely fits the role perfect.
Alright, well, at this point, Trevor and I are just having a phone call and recording it, so.
You're welcome.
We're gonna go ahead and let you guys go. Trevor, you have a good night. Tell the family I said hello. Tell Bailey I said hi.
I will.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, buddy. Everybody, thank you for listening. We'll see you later. And enjoy college football while it lasts, because it's almost over.
It's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over.
Like, it's already almost over.
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, it basically is.
Pretty much. I mean, and the NFL's not too far behind it, unfortunately.
Oh, don't even.
I know.
I'm glad it's still the regular season.
Yeah.
I will say, though, the Patriots, we got to win. I literally said weeks ago, I'm okay with losing one of these games.
Yeah, we got to go in and win. Sometimes it's not bad to lose a game late in the season because if you win, you know, if we won all those games, we've won 12 straight.
And we've already beaten them.
Yeah.
And it was literally a one-point difference in the series as far as, like, both teams. They scored one more point total between the two of us, so it was.
And we just played a bad half. Literally, that's what it is. The first half of our game was like, all right, and then we just fucking, we took the fucking foot off the pedal.
Oh, yeah. It's more of a, we can't have this narrative that we lose to all the good teams that we played.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't have that. We got to go win this game.
Yeah, so if we go win next week, and we're going to... Well,
we can put the Ravens out right now. We can make the playoffs a little bit easier. We can get them out.
I'd much rather see Pittsburgh again and see fucking the Ravens again, that's for sure.
See, I don't know. If the Steelers...
You just know what you're going to get.
Well, here's the thing. That's what I'm saying. If their defense decides... If they decide to wake up and be like, oh, yeah, we're the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, if they decide to do that, they are a lot more dangerous than they have been all year.
For sure.
I'm just telling everybody that now. Because if the offense... And also, I think Adam Thielen's a big-time sign for them. Aaron's probably looked the best he's looked all year. And also, I really think them, like, Mike Tomlin's job getting in question, really, ever since then, the team's been playing really well. So, like I said, if that defense, if T.J. Watt comes back by the time the playoffs start, that's a team that, I don't know. I don't know. The AFC, it's going to be weird. We'll see. The Broncos, I don't want to play them because... I don't know. The Patriots.
They look
Broncos,
like a, you got to give it to Sean Payton, first of all, for taking that fucking team from a cap hell with no draft picks to, like, potentially a number one seed winning the division. I mean, you got to get.
In all reality, he should probably be coach of the year.
I thought about that too, yeah.
Navigating,
I mean, yeah.
The cap issue he has, yeah. He should probably be coach.
They
of
gave
the
up
year,
the fucking farm for fucking Russell Wilson, and he just took a shit on him.
And now he's really taking a shit on him.
Yeah, he's fucking third string quarterback.
Having no money. Walmart for the first time is in debt because of the Broncos situation, and Sean Payton has found a way to get his team not only in the playoffs 2 years in a row, but the one seed. Yeah. So yeah, you got to give it to him. I mean, I've kind of come to dislike him more over the years because of his tight lips and his cocky attitude. But, you know, I can't deny it. You guys are a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think the Broncos this year remind me a lot of last year's Eagles. They play football the way they need to, not the way people think they need to.
Yeah.
Like, Sean Payton, the difference is he's demanding the team basically do what he says. And the Eagles have way too many
divas
people in there,
and, yeah,
trying to like say, "But I want the ball. I want to catch the ball." And it should be like, "Do you guys want to win?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do you want to fucking get your dick sucked by some BBL having Instagram influencer after the game? Because I don't give a fuck about any of that."
That's why I think we're similar to the Broncos in that too. Is like we're just a lot of people. You know, we've got one hell of a rookie running back right now that could win rookie of the fucking year. If he keeps going off like that. And then you got Stevenson who just had fumble. I mean, couldn't fucking hold on to the ball, but he's done pretty good of late. So having a two-man running back crew with multiple wide receivers and Hunter Henry coming out of his shell.
Well, we also need Will Campbell to get healthy and come back. We need our offensive line to be healthy again. I think if we, you know, here's the deal. It's not like in my head, I don't think it's necessarily like the end of the world if we lose to the Ravens. But I do think it's important to win against them because they are one of the better teams we'll have on our schedule, and I'd like to see us go out there and win, and it's on the road.
Yeah, they're going to be playing their ass off trying to fucking stay in the playoff hunt. So, I mean, we're going to get their all.
Absolutely. And you know, I just, to me, it would make me feel better knowing that we beat them and no one can be like, oh, well, I don't know if this team, they're not capable of winning games like that. We need to go ahead and nip that in the bud. We lost to the Bills. We split with them. No big deal. Winning this week, just, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to win the division as long as we don't absolutely shit the bed. But this game almost, you know, almost guarantees that we'll, you know, win it. So I think that's another reason why it's, like, super important. A little NFL preview for you. But anyway, Trevor, I'll talk to you later. Everybody. All right. We'll see you later. Second round of the podcast, whenever, December 31st. Or whenever, I don't know, maybe me and you can get a podcast in around that time while I'm in Colorado over the phone.
Okay, yeah.
All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you later. And everybody, I'll see you.
Good night.